TravisSmithTripwire.com.
Yep.
All right, what do you guys do?
So Tripwire is a file integrity monitoring company.
File integrity monitoring
company. It is.
We've actually, that sounds.
Yeah, we are celebrating our 20th year now. So we've been around for quite a while.
There wasn't even an internet 20 years ago.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
So we've been around for a while. We do file integrity monitoring, security configuration management, vulnerability management. So we're beyond the open source Tripwire, which people kind of know us for.
Now, define what file integrity management means.
So file integrity monitoring is looking at files that are on the operating system and it's monitoring them for change. That's what we did before. So it's like a host-based intrusion prevention,
right?
Intrusion detection system.
Because if I'm a bad guy, I'm going to change a DLL or something,
right.
And you say, well, that's not what's supposed to be in there. So are you taking a snapshot of the operating system and then saying these are all good and a new one's bad? Or because the operating system does change constantly, right?
It's constantly changing. So
right.
We take essentially like a baseline. So we don't provide like this is the authoritative source. You define as the customer
what
the authoritative source is from when you first install a product. And at that point, anything moving forward changes, then you can get alerted on it.
Thus
so
the
whether
term.
That's, you know, files or registry keys, services, I mean, it's more than just files.
Just the term Tripwire. That's a perfect name for it.
Exactly. It is a perfect name.
Yeah.
I love the name, yeah.
Now, what were you doing 20 years ago with this stuff, or how?
Probably playing with Ninja Turtles.
You
personally. Specifically. Yeah. I remember your company.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, let's see, that's, maybe I'm older than I think I am. But 20 years ago, there wasn't a big internet presence. I mean, what was going on with your company? How were they doing that? On a local level at the company?
Yeah,
the server rooms?
Yeah, so it started as a research project by Gene Kim in college.
Oh, interesting.
So that's how it started.
Okay.
And then that became the open source version, then eventually became the commercial version of Tripwire Enterprise, and that's what founded the company and got it going.
What a great story. Now, what kind of clients do you have these days?
All kinds. So we really got started and made a lot of money with PCI, with customers that needed to get the push to get PCI done a few years ago. And then beyond that, we have clients all over the place, whether that's PCI, HIPAA, Sarbanes-Oxley, any type of compliance need that you would have, we can fill that need for either compliance or heavily in security as well.
In terms of your global expansion, could you enlighten us as to the markets where you're seeing the most growth?
We play heavily in America. That's where most of our business comes from. Also in Europe and Asia, we're trying to increase that presence as well.
Excellent.
Now, what happens after the wire is tripped?
That's a good question. So we integrate heavily with workflow automation tools as well.
Okay.
We do things like change management databases. So if things are outside of a change window, then you can get alerted on it. But if it's within the window, then okay, you're good to go. Or integrate with things like the Microsoft patch update thing. So if a patch gets released on the patch Tuesday and it matches the file change that's getting changed in your environment, then okay, we'll just automatically promote that for you, and that's part of your baseline now. Anything outside of that window, then okay, that might be suspicious, something that you might want to take a look at.
So it's literally an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no mitigation on Tripwire's part. We're just notifying the mitigators to go in there and fix it.
So it does do what we call automated remediation. It does have that ability as
well. Okay.
So if maybe an attacker comes in and they change a configuration file and they disable encryption, if you know we get alerted on that and we know that the encryption then got disabled and we know what the steps are to do that, we can automatically then go change that configuration file again to then re-enable encryption.
Excellent.
And then if that does occur, that person is difficult to trace. So let's say, for example, it's an insider who has done that.
Mm-hmm.
To what extent do you document, do you create a forensics file?
Yeah, so we document all the attributes of the file. So the who, the what, the when, the where. So hopefully you can know the why. So we get things like, you know, the who changed the file, timestamps of the file, when it was modified, when it was accessed, all that information. And all of that is preserved within our, you know, lockdown database, so it can be used in a forensics investigation later.
Now, you've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you save patterns, save changes. You know, every Tuesday, this many clients have this change. We had a bad actor.
Yeah.
Who does it to five different places all at the same time. Are you gathering analytics internally from your compilation of, what are those called?
Lots.
Clients. I am so tired. From clients' data. Are you, you know, behind the scenes, you put all your clients' data together for you and say, you know what? We're finding patterns in here. We're finding the next attack vector because it seems to be, you know, they're going after these DLL files, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so since we do sit on critical assets, which are very critical and sensitive to our customers, we don't collect that data. So we can actually gather the contents of the files. So our clients don't want them sending their, you know, Etsy password and Etsy shadow files to us, right? Because that could be an issue. But we do have, you know, big data reporting products. We call it Connect, which then gathers that data and then can do those analytics for them.
Oh, for the client. Okay, yes. Good. What I was getting at is we're talking to some people that, you know, some organizations are sharing data behind the scenes. They're competitors, but they're saying, you know what, for the greater good, let me show you what patterns we've seen in data, in log files and things like that. It's agnostic. We're not naming clients, but we're just saying, this is the kind of file. So I'm just curious. Some companies.
Yeah, we do integrate with like threat intelligence providers as well. So we can either send a file hash up to a system, or we can actually send the full binary of a new file up to a threat intel provider where they can explode it in their sandbox and then give a report back saying, this is completely benign, or this is pretty bad. You should do something about it.
Now,
and then based off of that, we can take action.
Who can afford Tripwire?
What
corporation level can afford it? A medium company, large company? Who can afford Tripwire?
Medium, large is what we usually go for to enterprises.
Okay.
So.
Now, I ask this question to everybody because I'm concerned that the little guy's getting left out.
Yeah.
The little guy's maybe where he's getting attacked at his body shop that nobody knows about. And that, and you know, and his wife works for the White House.
Yeah.
And so when she's at home, she's logging in, and we get into the body shop and get to her home computer. And, you know, they're vulnerable at that level.
Absolutely. Once the employees leave the perimeter, that is an issue for a lot of people, whether that is an enterprise and their employees are going home, or you're just a small mom and pop shop. You don't know.
Yeah.
Either you don't know security or you're not funded for security.
You think the industry is moving down, you know, my first big screen TV cost $6,000, mm-hmm. now they're $1,000, and they're
right.
bigger and better, right?
Right.
Is the industry, protection industry, you know, coming down to the little guy, and, you know, that's, technology is 3 years old, you can have it for 1995,
yeah.
we're on the $1,000 technology right now, but are we going to get that down to those, all those millions of vulnerable computers, the 99%? That are vulnerable. The 1% is protected. The big guys are protected, right? Is the industry going that way to help the little guy?
There's always going to be a concept of the complex and new technologies always get pushed down, whether that
right.
is the defensive side or the offensive side, and they're pushing their tools down to script kiddies and things.
Right.
So yeah, absolutely, those tools are going to get pushed down to the mom and pop shops and the consumers and people that we don't know about. And I've actually built tools that can do that for you, where you're taking enterprise class tools and actual open source tools that are used by enterprises, which you can then deploy to your home network or to a small mom and pop shop.
Tripwire.com. Travis Smith, what keeps you awake at night? What do you worry about?
I worry about IoT. I'm worried about the devices on my network.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So
my refrigerator is going to wake up and kill me one night. I just know it.
It's going to swing the door open.
It's
going
to
hit you in the head.
All right. Tripwire.com, a great product, a long-standing product, well-defined, simple concepts are the most brilliant, and this seems like one of those things that it's a no-brainer, right? Got to get it. All right, thanks for coming on SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. I think we got, two more interviews left, and then we're done with our 92. So stay tuned for a couple more shows. Miss Sue Glowacki, who's mad that I'm streaming too much on Facebook. Too bad, you're going to have to put up with two more. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Travis.
Yeah, thank you.